Hi. Oh, sorry if this sounds weird, but are you actively eating that candy bar? Maybe you could throw it to me.
I need you here now.
Hi, Bruce. Yes, I'm coming.
Bruce, I discovered that I could travel in time. And in doing so, I destroyed the timeline.
Love you, Pop.
I love you, too.
But I will fix it.
What's now?
I got you.
Why did you help me?
Because you needed help.
I will help you fight love.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Wait, he's Batman?
This world must die.
No!
If you went back and changed the past.
Are you ready?
Ready. You changed the future.
No matter what we do, we're not going to be able to fix this.
No! Nobody died!
Let's go.
Hey, hey, what's up? This is Asu back again, E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. And this is ESP at the Movies. But before I go any further, it's the Nez!
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? We are here for the new movie that came out. Well, we're recording this on Friday, so technically this is the first day, but I saw it last night at the Thursday showings. But we are talking about the new DCEU film, The Flash. All right, I'm trying to get everything up. Worlds collide when the Flash uses his superpowers to travel back in time to change the events of the past. However, when his attempt to save his family inadvertently alters the future, he becomes trapped in a reality in which General Zod has returned, threatening annihilation. With no other superheroes to turn to, the Flash looks to coax a very different Batman out of retirement and rescue an imprisoned Kryptonian. About not that, not the one he's looking for. Okay. Directed by Andres Muschietti. I don't know. I'm just taking a stab at it. But and this stars the man that everybody hates. Ezra Miller as Barry Allen, the Flash. Michael Keaton as Batman. Ben Affleck as Batman. Sasha Kelly. Kelly? I don't know how to say her last name. Supergirl. Kiersey Clemons as Iris West, Michael Shannon as General Zod, Mirabella Verdú as Nora Allen, Ron Livingston as Henry Allen, and The Mandalorian, he's in it. Boba Fett, he's in it, and yeah, that's not a spoiler.
Well, Boba Fett is the Mandalorian too.
Yeah, well, he's not a Mandalorian though.
But he is.
We don't want to get into all that, everybody. But anyway, The Flash. Before I dive into it, what did you think of this new film?
Yeah. Like you were saying about Ezra Miller, it makes the whole kind of situation kind of weird. I don't know if it was just the time I went 1 o'clock here on this opening Friday or what, but it was a surprisingly small turnout. There were show times every hour, and that was the second show of the day, so maybe everybody else that was really excited either saw it yesterday during the previews or the first show of the day today. But besides, I took moms, and besides me and her, there were only 4 other people in the theater. So that surprised me, but with all the stuff around Ezra Miller, I think the hype for this one was a little low, except for there was actually a reverse kind of hype on it that I saw up to lead up to it. Seemed like everybody that saw it early seemed to really like it. I saw Stephen King got to see it early, and he gave it like a stamp of approval, and Henry Cavill and a bunch of people got to see it early and talk about it. And interestingly, I have to look into this, but I guess if you were lucky enough to see it at the end of last month, you didn't get to see the very, very end, which we can talk about in spoilers. But I was like, now I want to know where those previews, like where it ended, like because they're like, yeah, come back to see it when it fully comes out, I guess. I don't know. But anyways, dancing around the point. I was definitely a little cautious going in, so I wouldn't say I was not looking forward to it or I was looking forward to it. I was just kind of cautious about it. That being said, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was nice and light, and you know, they tried to bring some humor into it. I didn't think all the humor points landed, but I did kind of appreciate that. And overall, I really liked it. I think probably more than I was expecting to. I think I was expecting it to be like a 7, and I'd bump it up to a solid 8 is what I'd give it.
Yeah, when I went, I was going to go to the IMAX one, but it was starting too late. Because I got out of there around 10 anyway, and I was like, probably got out of like a midnight if I went to the other one.
Yeah, pretty
so, but my showing started at 7:40, but actually a half hour later is when the movie starts because they got like a billion previews. Jeez. And the whole build up to everything. I'm like, start when you say you're going to start. I don't care if those previews start a half hour early, but I don't know. So I got off at 7:30 and I didn't race up there. I kind of just took my time. Because I knew I had a half hour of nothing. They showed that new Mission Impossible trailer. What's the next DC movie coming out? The
Blue Beetle.
The Blue Hornet or something. Yeah.
Blue whatever. Beetle.
What's his nuts from Cobra Kai? Miguel. He's the Blue Beetle, and his I guess that's his dad, George Lopez.
George Lopez.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, he went under fire a while back over some stuff, but I don't want to get into any of that. Nothing like Ezra Miller. But yeah, there must have been there was two people me and one other guy in my row, and then there was a couple like two rows back, and then there was a dude way up top. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think about 6 people in there. And this was like the biggest theater in a Cinemark theater. And what I did like is they used the whole screen. Usually, if you see when I see other movies at that theater, that's like the letterbox. There's a big giant screen, but you're only watching. You got the black bars on the top and the bottom. But this one, since I guess they format it for IMAX, I want to go see it again in IMAX just to see how much of the screen they use. But it was. I was happy that it used the full screen, so I was okay with it. Oh, we also saw that Barbie trailer. I'm kind of interested. I think I might see that one when it comes out. But anyway, but The Flash, I wasn't really expecting a lot. I mean, much, because I was like, well, what's are they going to continue this story? Obviously, this was filmed before he really went off the deep end. I saw that Ezra Miller was at the premiere, but from what I understood, they told him to just go in there and take pictures and keep your mouth shut. So
yeah, and from what I heard, even the photo ops were very limited too. So,
but he did say something before the film started. They gave him the mic for a minute or so, and he kind of just thanked this the person and that person. And then they watched the movie. You go on Twitter, man. There was like a boycott for this film. Nobody wants to see it. Even one of my buddies went, I ain't watching that movie.
So I'm not surprised. And from the sounds of the attendance in your theater and then the attendance in my theater, it looks like it might be a real thing. Because, there was shockingly low attendance. Like, I always think, like, oh, yeah, it'd be a few people. And, like, usually it's no less than, like, 10 to 12 other people is like a low, you know, amount. And like I said, only four others in mine. And it was like, whoa, really?
Yeah. So I was kind of like, is there, because I had sent you those pictures. I mean, this was like maybe an hour or two before the movie started. And I showed you that one theater. Nobody was in there. All the seats were blue. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
But the movie itself, I liked Ezra Miller as Barry Allen in the previous films that we saw him, because I thought he was funny. If you guys did listen to all our reviews of those films when we talked about them, but once he went off the rails and did what he did, and I was reading more into what was going on, and I was like, why isn't this fool in jail, and why did they go ahead with this movie? I mean, I think in the end they're gonna take a big hit.
I think so.
One. So,
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's usually, man, for something a comic book movie, man, even if you don't like the DC movies, there's usually more than when we saw Black Adam, there was a lot of people in there.
Black Adam?
Yeah. So I was kind of like, all right, cool, whatever. But in the end, if he didn't go all nuts and wacky and did what he did, I liked the movie. I thought it was funny. I liked what was going on.
Yeah, it's good.
My only issues with it was the CGI was terrible. I was like, yeah. You guys had this much time.
You may or may not have seen that the like director came out and was like, yeah, that's on purpose. It's supposed to look all blurry and from the point of view of the Flash. So I don't know. Sounds kind of like an excuse to me.
I don't know, man. I mean, you had plenty of time to fix it up. I mean, I understand when they were in that. What was that? This is all in the trailer. When he goes to the little time portal place, the quantum realm or whatever the hell it was, the flashpoint.
Speed zone or something.
Yeah, wherever. When you guys see the trailer, when he gets to this one point, and he sees all these different timeline parts where he can pick where to go. I can't understand that being not so great. But when they stopped and they were focusing on something, you were like, ooh, all right. But I don't know. Maybe that's what the director wanted. And
one thing I know that's getting hammered. I can't remember if this is a trailer or not, but there's a pop of it. So, I mean, that's, I guess, spoiler enough. There's a movie moment where it's the Flash and a bunch of babies, and that baby scene is getting the most kind of talked about as like the standout of poor CGI work.
Yeah, that looked bad. I mean, this is right in the beginning of the movie, everyone. Yeah, I mean, there's pictures. I mean, if you don't want to, we're gonna get to spoilers, but we'll give you the warning. But man, it was I don't know. I mean, I was just like, really? I mean, I don't know how much they spent on this movie. The budget was, this is what Wikipedia says, 200 to 220 million. Okay. So I was like, ooh, all right. I mean, obviously, you got to pay your stars. I get it. I don't know how much they paid Ezra, and I don't know how much they paid Michael Keaton or the Supergirl. I don't even know who that chick is. What, have you seen her in anything else?
No, I checked her IMDb. Not a lot going on yet. This is a big breakout for her.
Yeah, we'll get to her in a minute, but I mean, the story was, she don't have much. Young and the Restless. Well, that's not the American Young and the Restless. Never seen any of these. Yeah, I'm looking at our IMDb. Nope, I haven't seen any of this. But I mean, good for you, man. You made it into a good movie. It's not your fault.
Yeah, and she got, like I said, on. Like I said the last time we recorded, to her, she got Henry Cavill's approval, so that's all that matters to her. So that's cool. I can appreciate that. Like, you know,
I mean, because what this story is, Barry Allen, he's just doing his thing. He's the Flash. He's helping Batman. He starts to think of, because he kind of he was going like super fast after he saved all the babies or whatever. And then he was kind of mad. He went and stopped by his old house. This is in the trailer. And he sees, and it just gets him mad. And he misses his mom because his mom was murdered. His dad is in prison for her murder. But Barry and his dad both know his dad is innocent. So he just kind of hauls ass. And then he runs and gets into this. He never knew he could do it. And he gets into this little time vortex thing, or whatever they call, I don't even know what they called it.
It's like speed zone or something.
I'm looking on. Barry returns to the present. He is not a speed force, is what they're calling
it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, the speed force. All right. I kept calling it the quantum realm when I was talking to my buddy because we didn't know what to call it. But he gets there and he realizes he didn't know where he was at first, but then he's like, oh, okay. And then he kind of goes back to his time and he goes and he's talking to Bruce Wayne, Ben Affleck, Bruce Wayne. Cause we did get some Batman action of Ben Affleck. And
for the last time he says it's it for him.
I don't know. I think if they throw that money, he's been saying it in the last few movies and he's been popping into them. I don't know. I think if he works something out and they, well, what's his name in charge now? Who knows? Maybe he can talk him into it, give him a big, huge check. And who knows? I mean, I'd like to see what Ben Affleck wanted to do because he wanted to star and direct his own Batman movie. So, but
it's funny because the quote he kind of was thrown around for this one that I've seen everywhere is that he claims he finally figured the role out. Too bad it's the last time I'll ever play him.
Oh, man, you could ride this out, man. Come on, yeah. Man. I know you got tons of money, but
we know for sure that in this new DC, the first Batman movie is going to be called The Brave and the Bold. And interestingly, yeah, they just announced this director of this film, the Flash, is doing this new Batman. So, and they are still going ahead with Robert Pattinson's The Batman 2, but that's going to be its own separate universe. And so is Joker 2, but that's its own separate universe.
We'll get all into all that in the spoilers, everyone, because that's... This is a big mess, so that's how he goes back in time and he tells Bruce, hey man, I can go back and I can save my mom. This is on the trailer. I can go back and save your parents. And Bruce Wayne is kind of like, dude, I don't know, man, you're going to mess everything up if you do this. So I advise against it. But Barry, he's in a horrible place right now in his life. I mean, I get it. Because I'm sitting there thinking, too, would I want to go back and change something?
Always a price to pay, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I learned all my time travel stuff from movies. So I had an issue in this. I'll bring up Time Cop later on. But so that's the main thing. He was going to go back and try to change and help save his mom. And when, by doing that, it messes everything up. And then for the rest of the film, he's trying to fix it all. We see the trailer that he hooks up with himself in a different time, a different year and everything. Because we see the Barry Allen that we see has short hair. And the one that he, when he comes and meets himself, has a little bit longer hair. So that's the timeline where his mom is still alive. And that's the timeline where we find Michael Keaton's Batman. So, like, this, it's not a spoiler. This is all in the trailer. I watched the trailer again. They showed a little, way too much in it, but that's what they do. And along the way, and of course we know that Supergirl's in it, and then they kind of get her to help them with their quest against General Zod. So that's pretty much how the story goes and everything. But other than the CGI was crap, not all of it, because all that stuff when they were fighting and everything was cool, especially when Batman was kicking ass. I thought that was badass. I like this Batman in this movie, not those other two bullshit movies. But this one, he was rough and tough. I want both of those figures. I want the one when he's fully in his suit. I want the one without his mask. Oh, and I also want the Ben Affleck Batman and how he looked. Man, he looked tough, too, in the beginning. When he was riding around on the bat cycle, oh, man, that was awesome. But minus all the babies falling out of the building, which I was kind of shocked that they went that way, but okay.
Yeah, because then people, with, like I said, that pop moment, they're like, what is this? Ezra Miller, you know, throwing babies around?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there was a mirror. Somebody did a little gif. Look, man, he's putting a baby in a microwave. There was one scene where he just reversed it, and I was like, stay off of Twitter if you don't want to see any spoilers, because every spoiler in this movie is on Twitter. I mean, that's what people, other than people that are boycotting it, the people that did see it are throwing everything on there. And it's already out there as well. Someone shot it with their phone, but it's out there already. I think the standout character for me in this was Supergirl. I thought she looked cool. I thought when she was in action and fighting, I thought she was badass. Michael Keaton did a good job being the old grouchy Bruce Wayne and then putting the cowl back on and swinging into action. No Batmobile action. What you see in the trailer is what you get. And we do see the Batwing flying around, so we know that was all in the trailer as well. That Batwing was better than the one in the first Batman. This one was cool. What I love the most about it is that when it would spin, like do with the little barrel rolls, he didn't move. He stayed still because the way it was built in there is so that the Batwing spun, but he still stayed in the same way, so he didn't spin with it. At first, I was like, what's happening? And then when they showed it again, I went, oh, wow, that was cool. So I like this Batwing. The Batcave, it did look like the Batcave, except for the entrance. It was different. But same computers and everything that was in there. So they really did their homework. They looked at Tim Burton's Batman. All right, this is how it should be. I'm not sure if that was the Wayne Manor from Tim Burton. I think they might have built that one. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention, but
pretty sure.
I thought all that was cool. I mean, every time Michael Keaton was on the screen was awesome. When he put the suit on, he was awesome. And when he sprung into action, he was awesome. As well as Ben Affleck, too. I mean, Ben Affleck's cool when he's Bruce Wayne. But when he puts on the suit and gets into action, all that was badass. And Barry Allen doing what he doing. Because in the previous, like, Justice League and all that, when he was running around, it was like, boom, he would just take off. And we'd see a little bit of him because they were focusing on other things. This one, since we were more focusing in on him, I kind of didn't like it. The way he was running and all the, I don't know, man. I know it's his movie, but I don't know. It didn't settle right with me. I know I had that thing in my mind, this guy's a fucking asshole, but I was just oh man, this doesn't look good. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just the way the director had it. Well, Michael Shannon, like we all knew, General Zod was coming back. I need to watch Man of Steel again. I can't remember why they were wearing those space helmets. How come they couldn't breathe on Earth since Superman and Supergirl were all right. I mean, I know they explained it in Man of Steel, so I don't remember. So I'm going to have to rewatch that one to see why. But I thought it was cool. I mean, Michael Shannon, he's an awesome actor. He did what he was supposed to do. I mean, he's in it, but he wasn't a lot in it. So, but in the end, all the action scenes were cool, minus the cruddy CGI. I did like how I want to see making of it. How Barry Allen, when the Barrys, when they were both on the screen, who was standing there for them to focus on, to talk to one another. I mean, was that other actor in there spouting out the line so they can go back and forth? So I thought that was really cool. Every time they were together. Really quick, if you guys have seen Time Cop, in their time travel thing, two objects of the same, I think it was called the same matter or whatever, can't occupy the same space at the same time. Basically, so if you saw Time Cop, you can't touch. Like, if you go back in time and you see yourself, no matter what age, you can't touch it because you're both the same molecules or whatever. I don't know science, but in this one, they didn't care because they were carrying each other around and picking each other up and everything. So, again, I learned all my time travel knowledge from movies. So,
in game.
That's why I was kind of like, hey, wait a minute. But hey, again,
remember they discuss it in Endgame.
I don't believe that.
Movies. Well, no, they talk about all the movie theories.
But what's his name? Rocket through said he's Rocket from Colors. Everyone, War Machine, not Rocket Raccoon.
Rocket.
So from Colors, he was Rocket.
I know. I'm saying Rocket and Rocket.
Yeah, so, because, yeah, he told him, was, look, everything we saw in the movies, forget it. None of that matters. I love that scene. So that's the story of this. And now he's trying, the Barrys are trying to fix everything because everything started to mess up. They come to this time, they realize Zod is there and all hell's breaking loose and everything. There's something that happens to one of the Barrys that we won't get into until we get to spoilers. But I mean, that was pretty much the movie on what was going on. I enjoyed it. I do want to see it again. I put it this way to one of my friends because he was like, I can't support him. I'm like, you know what? Support this new Supergirl. So this new Supergirl, support Michael Keaton. And I was just trying to support this new Supergirl. It's not her fault. Her first big movie, if this is her first big movie,
it is,
has to deal with this monster. So, I mean, go to support her. I mean, she needs that paycheck. I'm sure she got the paycheck already, but I don't know, but go to see her in action. Cause when she's on the screen and she's flying around, the scene that I liked that's in one of these trailers that they show is when they're flying in the Batwing and she's flying next to him and the long haired Barry pulls out his phone and he's filming it while she's flying. I thought that part was funny, but yeah, that's pretty much the movie unless you can add anything else.
No. I think we're ready to get into more details.
All right. You hear that sound? From here on, we're going to spoilers. We're going to just spoil everything. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, or you don't care, or you're not going to see it, and you're just going to listen to what we have to say, what was in it, because there was a lot in it. We didn't catch everything. We caught all the obvious stuff. But yeah, from what I'm seeing on these other videos, there was other things. I'm not that knowledgeable of Flash. I mean, it was a character that I knew of, but I'd seen it in animated form and never really cared for those live action ones. But everyone's telling me to watch that Flash show. But after Smallville, I kind of gave up on all of the DC shows.
Did you see that oddly CW is getting out of the DC business and into the Jesus business? they've like canceled all the DC shows and they're doing a whole series of religious shows now.
To each his own, everyone. I mean, I'd rather watch stuff about superheroes and everything. But again, I didn't ever really got into any of the Gothams, the Batgirl that was on for 2 minutes, the Lois and Clarks, and whatever this other Superman show was on. Smallville, old school Batman, N66, the old Superman. Those are the ones that I was into. But all this other new
drama
stuff. No, I mean that's not Green Arrow. I didn't get into any of it. I'm surprised I got into Smallville, and you guys know how I'm bitchy and complaining about how things are wrong. That whole show series was wrong, but it was awesome. There was another monster in that too, man. She was one of my favorite characters, and she turned out to be some sex fiend and sex trafficking and everything. Allison Mack, Chloe Sullivan, if you guys did watch Smallville. I don't know where she disappeared. I don't know where she's at. She's way out of the spotlight, and that ruined her career. Anyway, so yeah, all right, everyone. From here on forward is going to be spoiler heavy with everything that, again, was obvious to us. Maybe Zisu saw something that I didn't see. But all the cameos in this was awesome, especially when they went into the little, what was it, the Speed Force, or is that what it was called?
Yeah,
Speed Force, when we see everything in there. Because, I mean, when he goes back in time to try to, again, he changes his timeline, and when he goes back, he meets himself, the long-haired Barry, and he's telling him, he's like, "Yeah, man, I'm this, and I'm the Flash," and he's like, "The who?" And he goes, "Oh," he goes, "That's right, you didn't. It hasn't happened to you yet." And then he kind of finds out. He tells him, "Goes, what year is it? What's the date?" And he tells him, and he goes, "Okay, well, that's gonna, when I get my powers, it's gonna be in like a couple hours." So. Yeah, I liked when the other Barry, the long-haired Barry, was like, "We have powers!" And that's when he started to show him everything. So he told him, "You know what? I got to get you to where you need to be at some little science place where..." That was where his dad worked, right?
Right.
All right, so to get him over there to be in the right position during this storm when the lightning hits and gives him powers. So when that happens, he sets him up there, but it happened so fast. He was kind of the Flash Barry. He was already he was in the way, so he got hit with the lightning as well as all the chemicals when it came crashing through, because the lightning came into the building, hit these chemicals on this desk where Barry was working, and with the combination of the chemicals, whatever those chemicals were, and the lightning, that's how he became the Flash. But since he was already the Flash and the exact thing happened to him, the Flash that we know that's been in these movies lost his powers completely. But the long-haired Barry ended up getting all the powers and everything.
I thought it was kind of funny. You were talking about not being a fan the way you ran. When they did the joke of him trying to run and he ran around the circle...
That was cool. I did like the did he do it in the other scene? I don't remember him doing this in the other movies when he did that shake really super fast and he was able to walk through walls and everything. I thought that was really cool because I like when after he lost his powers and he was, "All right, let me see if I could do it," because they were trying to get out of that little science center place. Because the cops were all, or the security was there, and they knew that there was a big lightning crash and everything. So they were kind of, "All right, we need to go through the building and search for everything." So they were just trying to get out of there. And he goes, "All right, let me see if I could do it." And he tried to do it, and then he was squished up his face up against the wall. That was funny. And yeah, that was the part where he tried to run in a circle.
Run around in the circle, yeah. And it was funny too, because it's like, even if you don't like the way it's look, it's supposed to look like cool when he's like running hella super fast, and it looked obviously pretty silly, him just running like that in a circle with the arms and stuff, moving the arms the way he does.
So, I mean, then they find out, once they get out of there, and they're like, man, what are we going to do? We got to figure out how we can do it. That's just when they see, I might be jumping all over the place, but from what I remember, they see the news, a newscast where the spaceship came to Earth, and that they're looking for someone, and it's General Zod. If you guys remember that ship that came down, and how it was, and how when he took over the satellite, and he was able to go broadcast around the world saying they were looking for a Kryptonian and everything. Basically what he did in the Man of Steel, he's doing it again. So they're like, oh man, he's like, man, we need to find Superman and everything. And this long-haired Barry was like, whoa, who's Superman? Wait, what? And because all these characters he's bringing up, he doesn't know. And he goes, well, we need to find someone that can help us. And then he goes, well, I know one guy. I think he can help us. And he goes, there is a Batman in this time, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. So everyone knows who Batman is. And, well, come on. So they go to Wayne Manor in Gotham City and everything. So they go there and they meet him. They go into the house and not really sure who's there and everything. And this is when we see Bruce Wayne. I don't know how many years this is after Batman Returns, but
yeah.
he's got long hair. He's got a beard.
You know, it's funny, too, like, it was obvious to me, but you got to remember, like, my mom knows this stuff, but she does not, she's not die hard about it, you know? So she's not, you know, thinking that much about it. She didn't realize that whole first scene when he has the long hair, that's who it was. It wasn't until he got rid of it. She's like, oh, that's Michael Keaton. I was like, yeah. She didn't recognize him at all with the long hair and the beard.
I mean, dude, I shit you not, everyone. I mean, you know how bad I was bashing the other movies and everything. I was excited when they went there, and when we saw Michael Keaton for the first time, that whole thing, and when he was trying to explain to him about what was going on, and he told him that, yeah, I'm from a different time, there's a different Batman, and he's not you. And Bruce Wayne wasn't like, oh, I don't believe you. I mean, he was like, okay, he was kind of just taking it all in.
He's probably seen obviously a lot by this point. We know about the Joker, we know about Penguin, but we don't know about whatever 30 so years worth
of
stuff.
So he was just sitting there telling me, he goes, so yeah, he goes, I came back in time, and whatever I did, it changed. And he was trying to give him an explanation with some spaghetti, with dry spaghetti. I thought it was, oh, the part that was hella funny was when they were talking about Back to the Future. Because when they was telling him about time travel, and they went to Longhaired Barry's apartment, and he had his roommates, and they were talking about, he goes, you know, like Back to the Future when Marty McFly does this and that. And then they were like, oh, man, that was like Eric Stoltz's best role. And he's like, what? Eric Stoltz? I mean, for those of you that didn't know, because one of my friends goes, I didn't know Eric Stoltz was in Back to the Future.
He filmed.
There's some scenes in Back to the Future where they used Eric Stoltz. But if you guys want to know that whole story, we want to get into it. Watch the films that made us on Netflix. That'll explain the whole thing on what happened to Eric Stoltz and why he was pulled from the project. And then we brought in Alex P. Keaton to give us what we got. So they were like, yeah. And they were like, oh man, he goes, that's awesome. And he was like, what? Barry was like, what are you guys talking about?
And Kevin Bacon was in Top Gun. And there was one other one in there.
Yeah. Kevin, who was in Footloose?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Kevin Bacon was in Top Gun. They said, because he went, this ain't like Kevin Bacon in Footloose. And they were like, who? He goes, Kevin Bacon was in Top Gun. I don't know. They went into this whole, I mean, the whole, everything is changed. And he's like, wait, what's happening here? So that's when they get to Batman, to Bruce Wayne, when they're trying to explain to him, this is what happened. So somewhere in this timeline, this veered off. And then Bruce Wayne is making spaghetti. He's got a bulk of the spaghetti pots. And he goes, look, from what you're telling me, I think this is how it is. If you're going to use spaghetti, and he had the, like a whole bowl of cooked pasta he just threw, and he goes, this is what your timeline is now. He goes, it's all just jumbled up. And he goes, whatever you did is messing everything up. So I mean, it was at least Bruce Wayne was listening to what he had to say, because he knew what he was trying to do. He just wanted to fix it. But Ben Affleck, Batman, Bruce Wayne told him, look, dude, you're going to mess something up. Don't do it. So he should have listened to them, but he didn't. So that's why we're here. So there, he's like, come on, I need your help. We gotta stop Zod. And we need to find Superman and all this. And they're like, who? So, but that was a little funny when they were sitting there talking. And then when Flashberry was like, he was like, yeah, man. He goes, he's Batman. And Longhaired Barry went, he's Batman! And it was just comedy throughout the whole film. So he was like, oh, yeah. So they're like, Bruce Wayne was like, you know what? I'm done. I can't help you guys. So they're like, you know what? So the Barrys leave. You know what? We're going to figure it out ourselves. We'll do. So they break into the Batcave. And this is when we see the Batcave. They go down there. They turn on the power. We see everything. So all the stuff that we saw in Tim Burton's Batman, the little platform with all the computers, we see that there. We see the Batmobile with a tarp over it. And they just like, so Barry's trying to just figure out everything. And Longhaired Barry's like just shocked. Oh, my God, we're here. And he walks over to the Batmobile and pulls the thing off when we see it. I want to know, was that just one of the ones from the previous films, or is this something that they rebuilt? It looks like they just made a new one, because it didn't look as wide. It looked more longer and everything. It still looked exactly the same, but who knows? Maybe they did. I'm sure they have a bunch of those Batmobiles just sitting in a warehouse somewhere. But
right.
So they're like, oh, okay, cool. So now they're trying to figure out how to do it all and everything. So they get on the computers and everything. Longhaired Barry is running around just shocked that, oh my God, we're here. But then once they figured out where there was a Kryptonian, they find out that there was some stuff, because Bruce Wayne finally, all right, I'll help you guys. And there's been some stuff going on in Russia that they've been concerned about. But he goes, I just didn't care anymore. So they figured, okay, so they thought that, okay, Superman's over there. So they go over there and they try to break Superman out and through this little Russian secret bunker place. But when they get there and they find it, this is where they found it's like a ball, and they open it up and they go in there and they find this girl. Look like she's half dead. You can see like her spine and everything, and she's super pale and white. So they're like, well, who is this? And then we know it's Supergirl. She looks up and they're like, oh, well, and they see her super suit is right there. So they're like, where's they? Well, this ain't Superman. And they go, well, let's get her out of here. So this is when Batman sprung into action. And I thought it was badass, because he was kicking ass in this. Shout out to the stuntman, whoever was in the bat suit. And it looked like it was the exact same bat suit from the previous films. From Tim Burton's Batman. Right. So, because it looked like he can move way more in that one. Obviously, they did juice it up to where he can flex a bit. Because when Batman was springing into action, when he was flying around and everything, it was awesome. Even when they flew over to Russia in the Batwing, and then when they all jumped out, Batman didn't have that big frame on his bat cape.
Oh, yeah. Like we were talking about in Returns.
Yeah, he didn't have that big frame with the handles. He just dove out. It looked way cooler in this. All totally CGI and everything. So, yeah, they get there and they save Supergirl. And then that once they're trying to get her out of this little Russian stronghold, and when they get her up to the top, the sun is up. Because when they got there, it was dark. So they fought all night to get out. And when they get there, they see her, and she's just standing there. Was she hovering in the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they realize, and we all know that with her Kryptonian blood cells or whatever, with the combination of the Earth's the yellow sun is what gives Superman and all them their powers and everything. So she was basically just recharging, and then she springs into action, flying around, beating the hell out of all the Russians and basically killing them. Yeah, because she was throwing them off that mountain and everything. So. Yeah, so they get her, but then they're kind of realizing, because they said they were trying to look up Clark Kent, but there was like a billion Clark Kents. So I assume there was no Superman in this timeline.
There isn't, because Zod says that they found him and he's dead.
They killed Kal-El, but I assume she didn't know. I don't know how those Russian guys got her. So I assume there's no Lex Luthor in this timeline either, because we didn't see him. So yeah, because we find out later that Zod said, no, we found him and we killed him. He was a baby. So, but now they were searching for Kara. So, and then that's how she springs into action. So, well, all right, well, we don't have no Superman, but I'm going to help you guys. She knew who he was. She knew it was General Zod. So they said, we got to stop him. So
that's some bad. And you got to remember, too, before we get away from it, you were talking about they were looking up Clark Kent. He's also looking up Arthur Curry, and that's how he got a hold of the Fett. And that was actually kind of a funny scene, too, because he's like, yeah, like your wife, she's like a Atlantean princess or something like that, whatever he said. He like turns and look at his wife on the couch.
Yeah, it's not I don't even remember who his wife was in Aquaman. But yeah, he was like, yeah, where's your son, who? And then they were like, all right, so obviously there's no Aquaman in this timeline. So as much as we know in this timeline that they're in throughout this film, there's Batman and there's Supergirl. And this Flash, Barry Allen, long-haired Flash. So all this time, what's his name, still trying to figure out how to get his powers back. Because once they get Kara and they take her back to the Batcave, and they're still trying to figure it out. And they said, okay, then we're going to do like a Benjamin Franklin style and put up the Bat Kite. That's what it looked like. It was a bat symbol, the emblem of the bat. And it was flying around in a storm. It was the bat kite. And then they had short-haired Barry Allen sitting there and there, and they were going to try to get him struck by, or he got struck by lightning, and he was trying to get with the lightning and the chemicals again to get his power back, but it didn't work. So it was like, well, we need to do something. And he goes, I don't know if we give you another jolt, it might kill you. But he's like, no, do it. But I guess they couldn't get it, because I guess they only got to do it that one time, and it like fried their little system. So Carl just picked up Barry and carried him up into the storm, and he got struck by lightning, and pew, he came back, and he was the Flash again. He got all his powers back. So now they're trying to gear up to go fight Zod. But long-haired Barry, he's like, man, he needed a suit, because he had to give back the Flash suit to the short-haired Barry. And I like that ring. I thought that was really cool, where his suit is in this ring, and it kind of opens up and then shoots out, and then super fast you throw it on. So long-haired Barry is like, well, I need a suit. So he gets one of an old suit from Batman, cuts it up, cuts the cowl off. He started spray painting. He cut the little ears, the little pointy ears. He cut those off. He did some alterations, because he was like, man, this is hard to move around in. So he kind of cut some things in there. So he was like, oh, now I can move. So once they're already geared up, all right, we're going to go after Zod. They get in the Batwing, and they all go fly into action because there's this big war going on with the U.S. military and Zod and his gang. This part was hella funny. They're in the Batwing, and long-haired Barry in his the old beat-up Batman suit that he spray-painted red and everything. He turns his head because remember we said in the last Batman he had to turn his whole body because his cowl was all attached to his suit. When Barry just turns his head, the mask that he has on is all crazy looking in it. Like,
yeah,
I thought that was a little funny. They need to make a pop or a figure of him in that his little made up Batman suit, his middle flash suit out of the Batman suit. I thought that was a little funny. So. Yeah, they get into a whole big old battle and everything. There's a lot going on in it. Kara's swinging in action. Batman's out there doing his thing. But to jump ahead to the spoilers, Zod kills Supergirl. Stabs her. Yeah, they needed to take her blood or something out of her so they can help destroy and take over the world or whatever. So they end up killing her, and then Batman is trying to swing into action, but he's taking some battle damage as well in the Batwing. But then he just like, hey man, there's nothing I could do. They shot the Batwing, so it was out of control. Well, I'm not going alone. So hey man, I'll see you guys later. So he flies the Batwing into Zod's ship, and Batman dies. So then they're like, fuck, oh, man, what are we going to do? And then they're like, you know what, let's just go back and change it. So the long-haired Barry Allen takes off, and the other Flash is like, no, you can't do it. So they all go running. He goes running after him, and then they kind of take it back a little. He's trying to tell him, we can't do this. We can't. We're just going to mess it up. So, but when they do go back to that same battle, it's still the same outcome. Kara gets killed again. Batman dies as well, but in a different way. He gets into a little more hand-to-hand battle. And he got shot, right?
Yeah.
They shot with a Kryptonian shot Batman, and right. he just kind of, hey man, we did our best, man. But all right, man, party on, whatever he said, and he died. So I was like, man, what's happening here? I mean, it's how they can not bring, I assume we're not getting any more Batman or Bat Keaton. So I was like, okay, I was shocked. I was like, fuck, man, they killed Batman and Supergirl? So I don't know. I mean, I kind of want a Supergirl movie now with this girl, but I don't know. Like we said earlier, when Bruce Wayne said, this is your timeline now, it was a big old crazy bowl of spaghetti all mixed up in a bowl. I mean, this timeline is all crazy. So they're like, man, well, we got to do something. They went back in time again, right? To try to stop it.
Right.
So when they go flying back, there was a another, I can't remember the name of the character. They showed him earlier in the film, but really quick. He was all crazy battle damage, and he had all these crazy spikes. When I didn't figure this out until we saw it again, because we see him earlier in the film when he's fighting the Flash, but then he's gone. I think that was where everything messed up when he came into play. And then that's how it kind of messed up, if I remember right. And it messed up the timeline. But he comes back again when they go into the Speed Force. And when we see him, during the whole battle, the long-haired Barry, he was getting stabbed and everything by all this the Kryptonian stuff that they were fighting with. Because he had it like in his arm, but he was using it as weapons too, because it was getting like things stabbed into him. So he had it all over his body. But then when we see that other thing that was fighting him earlier in the film, when we see them, and then we see the other long-haired Barry with all these things sticking out of him, that's when I went, that's Barry. So right. There was a third Barry Allen, and he was the bad monster thing that was trying to stop him. And it was basically the long-haired Barry that had all that Kryptonian things jammed into him. It just turned him into this big, hideous-looking thing. So they were just trying to, in the Speed Force, stop him. But before all that was going on, when they were in there, they were seeing there was like these big globe-looking things, and there was all these different timelines, and they were all spinning around and crashing into each other. We saw the real Batman. We saw Adam West. We saw the old-school Flash. The guy that had the helmet on with the little lightning bolts on it. We saw George Reeves, the old school black and white Superman. We see Nicolas Cage, Academy Award winner Nicolas Cage, his version of Superman that he wanted to do a long time ago.
They did the suit and everything. It was Tim Burton's Superman.
But I don't know what happened there. I mean, they started it, but it just kind of fell apart. So we see him, because there was pictures and everything of Nicolas Cage in the suit. And you
know what's so cool about that scene? They have in that one film, what happened to that Superman, the death of Superman Returns. They had concept art of that creature that he would fight, and they put that in the film, like he was fighting that creature. So that's like pretty cool touch.
Yeah, we see him on there and he's shooting the eye rays, and I was like, whoa. And then we see, oh man, it gave me chills and had tears on my eyes. We see Christopher Reeve and Helen Slater, Superman and Supergirl, the real Superman and the real Supergirl. All total CGI, but I was like, oh, awesome. That was already ruined to me because of Twitter, but as well as Nick Cage, that was all ruined to me before I saw the film. But once I saw it in action, I was like, oh, I thought those were the only spoilers in this, but there's so much. I mean, all the little things that we just said, I mean, there's so basically all the stuff that we've seen TV wise, comic book wise, and everything, and just something that wasn't even made yet with Nicolas Cage Superman, they just all threw it in there, and it was just so awesome to see all of that stuff. Really cool. To know that all this superhero stuff that we grew up with is in this universe. I mean, basically how the MCU is, the multiverse and everything, but. I really enjoyed that scene. I was like, wow. I mean, not just seeing Adam West, Batman, rest in peace, and Christopher Reeve, Superman, rest in peace. I mean, that was my childhood. And seeing that, I mean, just in any form, that was enough to know that they're in this universe and everything, because it's just like it was all just jumbled up. And while they were showing all that, there was other things they showed too, but everything was like really fast. It was kind of like just the obvious things that I saw. I'm sure there's tons of more the Easter eggs in this film, but when everything they were trying to stop it all, because all these worlds and everything were just crashing together and things were blowing up. How did they stop that dude, the third Barry Allen?
Because it was actually the long-haired Barry. That's what it was. So it wasn't actually technically a third different. Oh. It was him. And when he went to kill the one regular, the one we know, the short-haired Barry, the long hair took it, so he basically killed himself.
Yeah, he jumped in front of him, huh?
Yeah. And I'm not listening to it. I just have it on the background, all these all the cameos and stuff like that. It looks like the person that played the that kind of dark Flash, the older version, and I'm not for sure, because like I said, I'm not listening to it, but I think it was they played that version of the Dark Flash on the Flash CW show.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm sure there's all kinds of shit that was in this. Like you said, we just kind of just...
I got a video on in the background, but I can just, like, see what they're showing me. I'm not, like, listening to it. And, the person we forgot that was with the Fett, the Aquaman, it was Nicole Kidman, was the Atlantean.
That was her?
Yeah.
Oh, Nicole Kidman, okay,
Aquaman.
Yeah. I thought you meant Nicole McKidman with the one sitting on the couch.
No.
I don't know who that was. But,
and we haven't mentioned Gal Gadot yet.
She popped up in the beginning.
It wasn't really a secret because, once again, like keeping up with the pop world, they made a pop of her. So it was like, okay, kind of obvious. The pops they made, I got the box in my hand right now. They got The Flash, Wonder Woman, General Zod, the Barry, that's end of movie, the second Barry suit, the cut up Batman one, they made that. His one where he talks about how he was there during Man of Steel when he tells that story, that he showed up and he tried to help, but he only ended up saving one kid, that like homemade looking suit, the bicycle helmet one.
Why do they do that? Why do they put all these out before the movie comes out?
Oh, I know. It's funny. Like, some films, they put out the pops before, and then other things, we gotta wait. And it's like, they can't find that, like, happy medium, which I wish they would, you know?
They need to just put them out after the movie comes out, because I didn't know Wonder Woman was in it.
Yeah,
I was shocked. When she popped in there, I was like, whoa! I saw Wonder Woman 1984. That movie was garbage.
I actually liked it. I was one of the people that did like it. And,
It was terrible. We'll have to do a rewind, everyone.
It's funny, too, because, yeah, like...
I own it. I have it, but it's still wrapped up. I bought the Steelbook.
Yeah, I liked it, and I liked Mando in it, too.
That movie was terrible. After the first one was kick-ass, this one, I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know. We'll do a rewind, everyone. Not anytime soon, but we'll get to it. But yeah, she popped up in it for a minute. She just came in, saved the day. All right, I'm out of here. And took off. So I don't know how much they paid her to do it. So, but yeah, after, since long-haired Barry took the brunt for us and he died basically killing the little bad Barry, the bad Flash, rocky looking scary guy, he dies. So that kind of just, all right, that fixed everything. And then all the whole little Speed Force was crashing again to each other. Everything kind of just formed back up and everything was all good. And the Speed Force was back in working order. So Barry figured, all right, I can't do this anymore. Let me go back home. So he goes back, but before he goes back home, because since he went back in time and stopped his mom from being killed, he had to go back and fix it to make sure that with the little incident that was in the store, because how his mom got killed, they were cooking spaghetti or something, and her dad, her husband, Barry Allen's dad, went to the store to go get more spaghetti sauce. And then while he was gone, somebody came in and killed his wife. But they had some footage of, I don't even know his name, Mr. Allen. They had footage of him in the store, but it was all really distorted. And they really could, the security cameras, it looked all crappy. But Bruce Wayne and his technology, they went and cleaned it all up and fixed it. So he was able to, they see him, but he doesn't look up in it. So, but Barry knows that's his dad and everything, because they were trying to figure out how to get his dad out of prison. So he goes back in time, because when he fixed it, what messed everything up, he made sure that his mom got all the spaghetti sauce, because she forgot a can, because she, whatever she was making, she uses two cans, but she only bought one can. So he went back super speed, went in there and added another can in there. So she had both cans, and then so she was able to go home, and dad never went left the house. So nobody came in to try to and murdered his wife. So everything was good. That's why when Barry went back to that time and he sees himself, he goes back to his house and his mom's alive, but she's older. She's got gray hair and everything, and his dad's there and everything. So we see all that in the trailer as well. So that's what messed everything up. So that's when he goes back to the store again when his mom's there, because he gets there a few minutes before he sees himself come flash, another Barry, the fourth Barry comes in and puts the can, the extra can of sauce in the grocery cart. He goes over there and trying to distract his mom and takes it out and puts it back. But before that, he's standing there talking. So in this time, Barry's still a little kid. He's somewhere else in the store. So he's standing there talking to her, saying, "Oh yeah, that cereal's, you know, that was my favorite too." And she's like, "Oh," but he's standing there talking to his mom, and he's starting to cry. And she's like, "What?"
That was pretty good. That was like an emotional scene, I thought.
Oh man, that part got me because I was crying.
Yeah.
So, because she was like, "Well, you need a hug." So he was hugging his mom for like the last time. So she kind of like, "Well, hey, well, I hope you're all right and everything." He's like, "Yeah, everything's gonna be okay." So he goes back to his time, and I assume his mom gets killed again. So he goes back to his time. They're having their day in court. The lawyer has the evidence, and look, thanks to Bruce Wayne, he fixed up the security footage, and here it is. So we see it. We see his dad in there standing in the grocery store. And then when he's reaching for the spaghetti sauce or the tomato sauce, he does look up and he sees, we see his face. So that proved his innocent, that he was at the store when his mom got killed. Because earlier in the film, when we hear his wife getting murdered, Barry comes running in and sees his dad standing there, and his mom's sitting, or he's kind of kneeled over his wife. Barry sees his mom. She's got a knife stuck in her chest, and his dad is holding it. So that's how they his fingerprints were on and everything. And they never really said why or who came in and killed his mom. I thought they would at least, that was going to be some kind of big reveal. I don't know. They didn't go into any of that. So with that cleaned up footage, Mr. Allen is innocent. He's out of prison.
But everybody what's so goes, funny about that is, like, from the moment he does that, it's like, dude, you like are trying to like clean the timeline, but yet you're just altering it again in another way. Obvious we were gonna get another fractured universe.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. So he's like, "Oh, cool, man. Everything's good. His dad's out of prison, and hip hip hooray." He goes outside. Oh, there was another girl in it. She kind of popped in the beginning. She's a reporter that he went to school with, and he kind of had a thing for her.
Pop of her too. And this, like, why? Why'd they make a pop of her? That's probably going to be one of the least bought pops ever, because it's just a girl in a coat, Iris West.
Yeah,
I don't know why they did that.
So they're outside. They're outside of the courthouse, and he's talking to her, and they kind of arrange a date and this and that. All right, well, cool. Right, I'll see you. His phone rings. Oh, I gotta answer it, and it's Bruce Wayne, and he's talking to him like, "Yeah, man, everything's all good." And Bruce is like, "All right, well, I'll be right there." And then he's standing out in the front, and here comes Bruce Wayne in his fancy, I don't think it was a Mercedes or something. He comes pulling up, and everyone knows who it is. They know it's Bruce Wayne. So they all go running up. This reporters surround him, and because his technology was the one that cleaned up the security footage to save Mr. Allen. What the hell was his name? Harry Allen, to save him. What's his name from Office Space? Ron Livingston. So They're like, the reporters are asking a question that I assume, how did you do it? What technology you use or whatever? But then Barry's standing there looking. He's got this big smile, and we see Bruce Wayne come walking. When he passes the gets through all the press, it's George Clooney. I went, and then he when Barry sees him, he's like, now who the fuck is this? So, and then he comes walking up to him like, hey, Barry, man, what's going on? I mean, are you all right? And then Barry's looking at him. Oh, earlier in the film, Barry got jacked up, messed up, and one of his teeth fell out during one of the battles. And he's standing there looking at him with his mouth open, and that tooth falls out. And then the camera goes back to Bruce Wayne, George Clooney, Bruce Wayne. He smiles, and then that's your movie. Now, what happened during that part?
So, yeah, this was kind of weird. Through the whole film, like I said, total of six of us in there, me and my mom's, and then nobody in the next row, and then the row after that, there's two people, and then there's an empty row, and then two people in front of that. So the people two rows ahead of me, the whole film, you know, not talking, not making comments, not being disrespectful. But seriously, as soon as Clooney was seen, the guy literally threw his hands up in the air. I couldn't fully see the screen, and he yelled, "No! They're in the Schumacherverse! No! No!" He was like crying, yelling, like screaming. Like, I was like, what? It was pretty disappointing. My mom didn't take it nearly as bad. She, for some reason, thought it was exciting, but I felt like I missed the dialogue till you sent me the thing. I was like, dude, like, what the hell? He, like, exploded. And he's like, no!
Well, I was the loudest one during that scene. I went, when we see George Clooney, I went, oh, that was all I said. And then I heard the dialogue. The dude, this was on the other end of the aisle, kind of just went, so whatever happened, I mean, Barry didn't come back to the right timeline. And movie over. I was like, okay. I thought that they were going to do something in this movie, since the multi DC Speed Force universe, whatever you want to call it. I figured something was going to happen to where, well, I guess we didn't know he was going to be all wacky and crazy, to where it would fix it, to where Flash could be somebody else. I don't know. I don't know if we're getting another Flash movie. Who knows? Maybe what's his nut gun is just going to reboot the whole thing and pick all new people.
That's supposedly what's happening. Yeah. So
I think this is one and done, and it's over with, and we're not getting any more of this version of Flash. That's probably why they did. That's probably why they did this.
But supposedly Zach Levi and Jason Momoa and Gal Gadot have already made statements, said that they're not done and they will be reprising their roles, and they will be. So I guess kind of what in the end the Flash says is like, okay, yeah, there's going to be a new DC universe, but it is just one of the universes out there. So I guess if they ever do want to use Gal Gadot or Jason Momoa, like, it'll be back in that universe. Or as they show in the very end of credit scene, Jason Momoa is the so-called, if that guy in my theater is right, and this is the Schumacherverse that he's in, then also in the Schumacherverse, it's still Jason Momoa. So, yeah.
So, well, there was there is a, in his verse from the beginning of the film, there is an Aquaman, there's a Superman, there's Batman and everybody and all that. But since Batman was changed, I was like, so wait a minute. I said the same thing. So there is an Aquaman in Schumacher's Batman timeline? And I'm like, okay, because, and yeah, we see
Momoa too.
Yeah, so because when they come out of the bar and Aquaman's all hella faded and he's trying to carry him. Like, you, little Barry Allen, you ain't carrying Aquaman. That guy's tall and big.
Yeah. So,
but that part was funny. He was hella faded. And because he's, oh, man, you could drink. And he goes, yeah, the metabolism in me, just alcohol doesn't work on me. So he was trying to carry him up to his apartment so he could sleep it off. But he ends up dropping him and he falls into this puddle. And he's kind of like, all right, man. He's just laying, all right, I'll be right here. And then that's the end of the movie. That scene is at the very, very end of all the credits. But
which, yeah, I feel like they almost had to put in there to, like, I think what that does, it's not much, but I feel like it, people are like, well, wait, isn't the Aquaman movie still coming? It's coming in December now. I guess they're trying to just say, like, okay, maybe it's the one universe before, or maybe it's this Schumacher verse, but either way, it's a Jason Momoa Aquaman. So, I don't know. That's going to be weird, too. It's funny, like, DC, Marvel, like, actors got troubles all over the place. You got people wanting Amber Heard to be scrubbed from this upcoming Aquaman. Obviously, it's not going to happen, but I see people talking about that all the time.
Yeah, she's in there, everyone. We just got to suck it up. I mean, yeah, she did some dumb shit, but not, she didn't do Ezra Miller dumb shit. Right. she didn't do any of that. Yeah, she shit in the bed, I can tell you that much. But yeah, so I assume we're getting Gal Gadot, we're getting Momoa.
Yep.
They're gonna axe Ezra Miller. We don't know who Batman is. I don't know who they get. Man, come on, Ben, just do it again. Superman, I don't know.
It's interesting, we'll though, because it's the director of this. So if you like this, this is who's doing the Batman, the Brave and the Bold. Do you know that storyline from the comics?
Kind of, sort of, but it's not going to be the same. So I'm not even going to go come out and read it again and it not be the same. So I'm just going to take it for what it is. So this other Batman timeline is what's his name? Edward Pattinson. he's over there, Edward. Robert Pattinson. He's over there doing his thing. And
I wonder if there's a shot of him in there.
I don't know, probably. And Joaquin Phoenix, he's doing his own Joker thing, him and Lady Gaga. Speaking of Joker, the little laugh box that exactly long-haired Barry found in the Batmobile.
Yep, shout out to Jack.
He goes, they didn't play it, but he went, hey, man, this thing laughs. And it was that little Batman, that little Joker, that little Joker thing that was laughing at the end when he was laying there, when he should have been a pancake on the sidewalk. But I was hoping they would have played it. I mean, why didn't they? I mean, it's not like it's all Warner Brothers property. I mean, they could have easily played that sound clip, but
yeah,
I don't know. But that was funny. I thought, wow, look at this cool little thing. It laughs. I thought that was funny. But again, there's probably a billion more Easter eggs in this, but this, we kind of just pointed out the obvious stuff. Mainly for me, the big thing was seeing Christopher Reeve as the Man of Steel, Kal-El Superman, and Helen Slater as Supergirl, and Adam West as Batman. I thought that was all cool. But in the end, I enjoyed the film. I assume you did as well.
I did.
Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne and coming back as Batman, he kicked ass in this movie. This little bit that he was in this movie was better than those other two movies. of course, obviously, this is 30 or something years later or whatever, but technology is better and everything. So I thought it was really cool. But as far as Ezra Miller, man, I don't know. I doubt it. He's coming back as Batman or the Flash and everything. So it's just a one and done. Go support, what's her name? Since they killed her, I don't know if I'm going to give her anything. I mean, I thought she did a good job, man. I thought she looked awesome in it. The little Sasha Cali or whatever her name is.
Yeah, I really like the op of her. I picked that one up.
If they put out a regular figure of her, I want to get that because I liked how she looked. Her suit looked awesome. And when she was flying around in action, watch some of the making of it. I liked what they did. I mean, she's just totally all green screen, but I thought it was really cool. And I thought Batman had a different suit. Because, that's what I wanted to say. When the bookcase opened up and we see all the Batman suits, other than the main one that was in the middle that we saw in the Tim Burton ones, did you notice the blue one that he had
back there?
It was off to the left. It was like his suit, but it was blue. I went, that was awesome.
That's cool.
So, because the suit that he put on when he was in action kicking ass, it wasn't the Tim Burton Batman suit. It was in the beginning, but when they geared up to go fight Zod and everybody, it was a different Batman suit. Because I'm looking at pictures of it right now. It does not look like the Tim Burton one. It kind of does, but it's way different. And the Batman symbol on his chest is totally different and everything. So, but who knows, man? This is 30 years later after everything. I'm sure he had multiple Batman suits that he built throughout the years. But seeing that blue Batman suit in the shadows, oh man, that one, I got super excited. I was like, put that one on. But but yeah, once he sprung into action as Batman, and he didn't have the neck issue, because I'm looking at a picture right now and it looks a little more loose, so he was able to turn his head in this one. It didn't look like how the Nolan Batman suit looked, or the Schumacher one when he was able to turn his head. Now this one, whoever designed this Batman suit for the film, it looked amazing. The one that he's wearing when he goes into battle at the end. And I like the Barry Allen Batman Flash suit that he made. That was a little funny, but. All right, everyone. That's it. Zisa's got to go to bed. You're working tomorrow, right? Are you off?
No, I'm off.
All right. Okay. Well, good. Anyway, we're done anyway. But everyone, I mean, that's The Flash. Of course, we spoiled it all, but we gave you that warning if you listened up to this far. If you want to see it, see it. Again, like I said, I know everyone doesn't want to support Ezra Miller, but support this Supergirl. That support her, because it's not, again, like I said, it's not her. Wow, man, they did spoil the shit out of this. See, yeah, I'm glad I didn't see any of this.
Right.
I want that Barry Allen Batman Flash one.
It's funny too, because I didn't even realize what that was. I was like, I don't even know what that is. So in a way, that one didn't spoil it for me, because I was like, I don't know what it is, you know.
Dark Flash, that's what he was called. Okay. Yeah. These two Batman ones, are those out?
Yeah.
You have both of them?
No.
Neither. I want those two, and I want Supergirl.
I only got Supergirl, and then I ordered the Unmasked Keaton, which is a Entertainment Earth exclusive.
A pop?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, in the end, again, support Sasha Cali or whatever her name is.
That's it. Yep.
Support her. Again, like I said, for I don't know how many times, it's not her fault that he was a monster and did what he did. And I still don't get why he's not sitting in jail for what he did, because you know damn well if one of us did it, we'd be in jail. they were going off on privilege on Twitter and everything. But I don't know, man. To me, sometimes it seems like the Hollywood elite have different rules than the common folk like us. But
yeah.
Oh, Jeremy Irons was in it too. I love him as Alfred. He was in it as well. But again, The Flash, see it if you want. If this far, you probably did see it, or if you just didn't care and you just wanted to support us and listen to what we thought about it. Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I mean, I thought it was a cool movie. Of course, I mean, we do the end of the year comic book movies. So we got this. We got, was it Quantum Mania or was that last year?
Quantum Mania. No, we got Quantum February.
Was that this year?
Yep.
All right. Was that the first one this year?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we got Quantum Mania. We got The Flash. We got
Shazam. The Blue
Beetle or whatever. Oh, Shazam. Oh, we got Shazam. We got that. And I guess that Joker or whatever is coming.
Marvels.
And the Marvels and
Aquaman in December.
Okay, Aquaman. So that's 7 movies. There's another comic book movie coming. I can't remember what it is. I remember seeing something for it. It's not DC or Marvel. It's a different. But it's a comic movie. God damn it! I can't remember what it was. Anyway, but yeah, we got those and everything. So we got more than enough to make our list this year and everything. But again, we both liked it. See it if you want. Again, I definitely understand why you guys don't want to see it and everything. So, but yeah, I mean, don't. I don't know. It's crazy on what's happening. He's a monster, definitely. I mean, it just I don't get why he's not in jail. But I assume they wanted to make some money back. But it seems like, or who knows? Maybe everyone's gonna go see it this weekend. I have no idea. I mean,
I got a bad feeling.
I do have that feeling that it's not gonna make its money back. Or maybe on people when they release it on the other side of the world, maybe they don't care about what's going on in America. I don't know, everyone, but we'll see. But we saw it. So, all right, that is it, everyone, for this episode, this ESP at the movies with The Flash. I am going out of town this weekend, so I'm not sure when I'll be back Sunday. But I'll tell you guys right now, tomorrow I'm going to the Something Metal Fest in Clear Lake. What the heck's it called? The Mendo Lake Metal Fest. That's going on tomorrow. And my son and I'll be there. And then on Sunday, on Father's Day, we are going to the Sinister Creature Con in Sacramento, California. So well, if you're there, you're there. If you heard that and you can see us down there, cool. Hey, say what's up. We'll give you some stickers. So, yeah, but that's it this episode, everyone. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on our other feed, the Spotify for Podcasters. Links to everything down below. Follow us on YouTube. Go to TeePublic. Pick up a T-shirt. Follow us on Twitter, East Society Pod at Magnus Pod at Theo Zisu. Instagram at East Society Podcast at The Zisu at Magnus Pod. Follow us on TikTok, East Society Pod. Everything. We've got more stuff going on there whenever we get to it. So, but everyone that listened to our last two ESP Rewinds, thank you so much. It was just a build up to this film, and that is it. So everyone be safe out there. Come back next time, and happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, and shout out to all you single moms doing the double duty. It's your day too, so don't forget it. A happy Father's Day to you, to all you moms out there doing it, holding it tough. And man, we love you, we respect you. Thank you so much for what you're doing for yourself, for your family, and all of us here at the East Side. So until then, we will see you next time. So until then, party on.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Till next time, have fun, be safe, and we'll see you next time, East Side.